Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The quail hunting forecast for South and West Texas is average to below average due to poor weather conditions throughout the year. But what about the forecast for the rolling plains?
Pretty good, above average, or great. Take your pick.
Robert Perez is quail program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Thanks to excellent weather conditions in the rolling plains, quail numbers are up.
All field reports indicate that there was continuous breeding effort, lots of different size classes of chicks. There's lots of food on the ground right now. There's plenty of forbs or weeds that provide seeds and a lot of insects. So we're expecting hunting conditions to be excellent in the rolling plains.
The index count for quail in the rolling plains, says Perez, is up 20% over last year, making it the highest recorded count in 12 years.
Bobwhite hunter opportunities should be plentiful up in the rolling plains, and public opportunities are going to be best at our two areas known for quail hunting, that is the Matador and the Gene Howe Wildlife Management areas.
No matter where you hunt quail this year, remember, you need a stamp.
We've never required a stamp for quail until this season. There's been some regulatory changes, so now we have an upland game bird stamp for resident birds that costs $7.
That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.